The union representing actors says it's disappointed in the ruling and intends to appeal. Keith Peters reporting.
And repeating the Hour's lead story, the Reverend Billy Graham, his life and Christian ministry impacted the entire world, died this morning at his home in the mountains of North Carolina. The Reverend Graham, counselor to U.S. presidents, starting with Harry Truman, was 99 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is a little chilly this morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Finest walk-in humidor in Northern California, right there at Tobacco and Brew. I'm very, very friendly people.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR. Can you turn me up a little bit there? 35 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 54 with our lows of 34. Thursday calls for a 20% chance of showers after 10 a.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 52. About a tenth of an inch that is possible. Thursday night, again, chance of showers, mostly clear with around 31. Friday, sunny with a high near 58. Friday night, 35. Saturday calls for 58 with our lows on Saturday night, also with the chance of showers with our lows of 38. Sunday now, again, chance of, I love this chance of showers. No promises. Mostly sunny with a high near 59. And Sunday night calls for a chance of showers. Mostly cloudy with a low of 38. That's a little bit of a forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, I'd like to do a, for everybody that's listening, of course, everybody that listens to our station, Phil, since the day it began, Bob Belongi works for us, and he's been an integral part of the family here. In fact, he's like family.
He's the one who helped create this whole station.
That's right, and continues to play a big part here. Yesterday, his mom passed away, and so I just want he won't be here for this week, and just want your thoughts and prayers to go out to Bob and his family,
and
Brenda,
yeah,
and his brothers and all this, over their loss yesterday morning. He was here at work, and he got a call that his mom was being taken to the hospital.
And he said he was on his, you know, they take turns. And so I think if there were any grace there, well, there's always grace with us. But he was a dutiful, he's been a dutiful son.
Yeah.
You know, you hope to be a dutiful son. And I'm sure that when anybody passes away, is that you question, did I say, have I enough? You know, you go through those things.
Well, he did. And you know what? He doesn't have to ask that question.
Right.
So, anyway, thoughts and prayers out to Bob and Brenda and his whole family. Do you want to own South Park right here, South City Park?
Why? Can we all go buy in?
Buy it now because they're looking at proposals to see somebody to take over South City Park right here in Redding. As you know, South City Park has become a
homeless camp.
A resting point, you might say, for people that are just without jobs.
I'd be afraid to walk around there barefoot.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem.
I would not be walking barefoot on that grass.
Yeah, because of the needles.
Uh-huh.
But that's one of the problems. So now they're saying, they're talking about, you know, Barry Tippin on one of our shows said, you know, we're looking at that. And, you know, you kind of hear this, but then Kim Niemer said, we're looking for proposals. They've got to be in by April 2nd. It's got to be things that if you want to develop the park, it's got to be something that's good for the community. It can't be like a Chick-fil-A, even though we'd like to have one here. It can't be, you know, a restaurant or something like that. But it could be, you know, like affordable housing. It could be other recreational stuff that goes in there. Or as Vince Stevenson used to say, why don't you just lease it to somebody for $1 a year and then let them be the ones that police it, because now it's private property. Now they can put guards on it and keep people out of there.
Well, here's the
but
question.
That could get expensive.
Are you telling me that if you were to purchase this from the city, you could not put a taco truck up?
No. Well, a taco truck, maybe. Yeah, because it's not permanent.
Right. So you could have some roll-out restaurants, pop-up restaurants.
Isn't that what we're trying to do downtown anyways,
have pop-up stuff here and there?
That's what they're trying. But this may be the place, then, is that Todd Franklin ought to take a look at. You know, that's a good idea. You know, that's a good idea. You know, I'm going to take South City Park. You know, we're still going to have Colt 45s there, so have the bocce ball tournaments. We'll let you, we'll let the Festa Italiana,
they do their bocce ball.
The bocce ball, that the Sons of Italy put on. You could have other events there. And then, but you could, I guess you could roll it in there. Say, hey, we're still letting everybody do these things. We're just controlling the park, and we're using this as our, why not?
So you just have
for one parks. Thing. For one thing, they take care of the park, and then it's theirs, and there's plenty of parking there,
right?
And they clean up that whole area, which would in turn clean up the library.
Yeah, and I we support the library. We're all about, the Library Foundation. I just hear people say, that they're in the bathroom and somebody's in there taking their day bath. And that just is unnerving. I don't know why.
And yet, they had, look how many million people went through there, through all the libraries. Remember, we were at the Library Foundation last year and they had all the statistics. I was amazed about how how many people. I mean, it's like into a million visit our libraries, So, but I don't know how you but there is a problem there. Absolutely, there's a problem.
Well, this is an opportunity to maybe make
Park.
A shift.
So if you've got an idea for South City Park and you want to buy South City Park, I kind of like your ideas that, well, why not? They're saying, well, it's got to be something that helps the community. Well, if you keep the park open, see, here's the thing. During certain times of the year, right now when it's really cold or it's rainy, that's not going to be, you're not going to have things in the park.
Can you have, a little carnival in there in the summer?
Sure, because that's for the community.
Yeah. But little carnivals that go on, and I'm just trying to think about, what could you put in there? What we can do with open land.
It said affordable housing. I mean, so what's that mean?
Does that mean that you take open land is gone?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you would put, you could put like a 20 unit building in there for affordable housing there on the corner. But then what's that do to the rest of the park there? So anyway, they're looking at proposals. Mm-hmm. I think it's a good idea, if an idea like that is to, make it so that people can use the park, having I think the idea of food trucks in and out of there, plus other things that you have planned for the year that's good for the community. I mean, but the Colt 45's got to continue. I mean, Rick Bassetti has just been fighting that battle down there, to keep that park clean and, during the baseball season there. I mean, they get things, they're hardening all their facilities but keep people from breaking in. But they're still over there just doing unspeakable things into the places where, just all the build-up areas there and the dugouts and all these things there. So it's something has to be done. And if this is a way of doing it, hey, I'm all for that.
Well, okay. So when we come back from our break, let's talk about the five things you need to know on Wednesday. Have you been watching the Olympics?
I haven't been.
We watched it last night. I had to see the skating. That's one of my favorites.
I did not. I tell you what, truthfully, I did not watch it last night.
And, of course,
I mean, I did watch it last night, but I haven't been watching it is what I meant to say. Bob and I were talking about it yesterday. We had not been watching the Olympics that much, and that the viewership has gone down a lot. But there are certain events, like, these kids on the snowboards.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they're doing, I don't know, Jared, do you ever watch this stuff? I mean, do you ever watch these guys on the snowboards?
I do.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you what, these kids on these snowboards, they're coming down, yesterday was a new event. It was called Big Air. Well, they come down, and they launch themselves off of this
like a giant slope.
But they go, and they twirl it.
Four times,
drop your hips, grab your board, you know, and the guy is, we got new terms, hawking. Yeah, he's hawking his site, his landing site, hawking. And then you realize, oh, hawk
hey,
eyes.
Hey, Jared, do you snowboard?
I don't, no.
Has it not you interested would, you?
No, I just have a bad shoulder injury, and I'm okay. kind of afraid to.
Okay.
You know what, though? You look like a snowboarder,
yeah.
dude. You would have fit right in there. This is you're a snowboarder. You're not a skier. No. You would hold your nose up in the air against skiers. No, you're a snowboarder.
Don't say that.
But hey, no, I mean that. He's
I'd like to get up there this
like
year.
That.
We need to get up to the ski
you know,
park.
And are we going to snowboard?
No. No,
it's less pieces of gear to lose.
No, I just, I think that's something you probably start when you're younger. I mean, I haven't skied in 20 years. But no, it's been longer than that. I haven't skied in a long time, but I would like to go down the bunny slope a few times and then take a nice, long, medium, long run. That would be fun.
Do you go faster than like 3 miles an hour?
No, I don't know what I don't haven't clocked myself. I'm just not going to go down. I'm just not going to, you know, thrash my knees and go down. I just want to. It's beautiful to be out there, and if you can go on a long, intermediate, long run, there is nothing better. That's just beautiful.
Well, you know what?
No competition.
Let's take our SST fuel card. Fill up the car.
Let's do it.
Take our stuff and head on up to Mount Shasta, because Mount Shasta is going to open up this Friday, it looks like. You know, SST oil is there's so many different things about it. Now we're looking at it, it's 34 degrees and it's getting in the 20s tomorrow. Think about that Toyo heating system from SST oil. Many homes and businesses have reduced their heating costs by installing a Toyo heating system and water heater. If you need service, SST also services the monitor and Toyo heating systems. You can save money, stay warm, by using those kerosene systems. That's SST Oil, who, by the way, are looking for employees, are looking for drivers there. The last time we talked to them, they were looking for 7 new drivers. 241-1167. That's 241-1167, SST Oil, an employee-owned business, 50 years old. We'll be right back after these messages.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in, follow my lead. I found a girl beautiful.
Get that siesta or you'll miss the fiesta. Head on over to Tortilla Flats on Park Marina Drive, a friendly cantina with pretty señoritas that serve up dishes that taste as good as they look. The choices are endless. Enchiladas rancheros, fajita or chili verde burritos, chicken or beef piccata. Try our mouth-watering seafood enchiladas or burritos served with Tortilla Flats' own Spanish white cream sauce. All this and more served 7 days a week, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Dinners are served with beans, rice, albóndiga soup, or salad, and complimentary chips and salsa. Tortilla Flats is a perfect place to end your day. Our popular happy hour is 4 to 6 p.m. with $2 tacos, half-off appetizers, and daily drink specials. Tortilla Flats even has a private party room for groups up to 30. Call for details. The next time you crave Mexican food, try Tortilla Flats, Redding's oldest Mexican restaurant, where we serve the best margaritas in town. Tortilla Flats, 2800 Park Marina Drive, 1 mile south of the Sundial Bridge, where the fiesta never ends.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse, as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
The Ten Tenors are coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium March 16th with their acclaimed show, Wish You Were Here. a celebration of legends featuring the music of David Bowie, Prince, Amy Winehouse, John Lennon, Michael Jackson, Freddie Mercury, Whitney Houston, and more. Fresh off their 20th anniversary world tour, the Ten Tenors return with their show Wish You Were Here. With over 700 sold-out shows, 6 albums that have gone platinum and gold, it's the Ten Tenors. Don't miss your opportunity to experience this international singing sensation live at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get your tickets for this soon-to-be-sold-out show, The Ten Tenors, March 16th. Go to readingcivic.com for your tickets today. Tickets are also available at the Civic box office or by calling 229-0022.
The President's Day sale is going on now. Kia, America's best value. ReadingKia.com.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
It Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaum. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 35 degrees going up to a whopping 54 today. And a 34 tonight. I've heard it might even get colder than that tonight. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Down Comforter has come out.
Ooh, Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
John Legend. John Legend. That was an Academy Award-winning song. Great, great. In fact, there's a musical coming up. Jared, maybe you can find it. I've seen it on,
Jesus Christ Superstar.
It's going to be live. And, that should be really good.
Billy Graham passed away at age 99 last night. And it's getting hundreds of thousands of people remembering this man. Mm-hmm. If you remember in that TV show,
The Crown,
Queen Elizabeth met him and was so taken by him that she invited him to preach a service at her private chapel with the family and, those, I guess, the retainers and everybody mm-hmm. there. But Billy Graham, many charities he's got, it's going on.
And he counseled many presidents, he counseled many people, and he was a riveting character, charismatic person. When you think about his mission in life and that he went to a revival when he was a teenager and said it moved him so much that he just had a calling. That's it.
That's it. And it touched people all over the world. Okay, 5 things we need to know today.
Well, the first one I'm going to start off with is this is kind of mind-blowing. A new report from the American Civil Liberties Union on Wednesday, that's today, paints a bleak picture for those with unpaid civil debts. You can be arrested and go to jail for the money you owe. According to the report, private debt collectors have partnered with some local courts and prosecutors' offices and used the criminal justice system, including arrest and jailing, to try to force repayments. These civil debts can range from car and student loans to utility bills. Data obtained by the ACLU showed that judges approved more than 8,500 arrest warrants for debt collecting proceedings in 3 states and 4 counties during 2016, including one case where the debt owed as little as $28.
Oh, this is crap.
Hey.
You know what? I can tell you what. You would never go to jail in Shasta County for that. Because you've got to do something like steal 12 cars. No, even that won't do it. You've got to do something else. You've got to, I'm not sure. We'll have the sheriff in here and ask him.
I'm not really sure because
Sheriff Pasinko's going to be on.
I know I was in there fighting a red traffic light ticket. What was that, 4 years ago? And I actually went in. And,
4 years, 3
and,
months,
and,
4
and
days.
And almost everybody else in there had not appeared in court 3 and 4 times.
Yeah.
They got a slap on the hand.
And they were dropping the amount of money they owed and all these things. And you go in and say, look, I did it, but I'd like, I've got a perfectly record. Can I get this reduced? And she goes, no.
Yep. There you go.
There you go. You can pay for it. They can't.
Okay.
Boom.
I was going to say something, but it was very politically
Communist.
Incorrect. It would have been like they would have blown up the chat room. I'm not ready for that.
Why does she pay and these people haven't appeared 4 or 5 times? You're just reducing it. Why do they not pay?
Right.
What is your reasoning behind that?
Why does the criminal when it's clearly broken.
And they just keep
law.
Not showing up. Well, okay. You know what? Well, I'm going to reduce that by 70%, and now you only pay this. Now, oh, you, all right, Mrs. Biden, you know, you all have a job, you all have money. It's $546.
Okay, the Pentagon is likely to announce its new policy on transgender troops after 6 months of legal battles that started with President Trump's tweet calling for a ban on their service. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced in September that a panel of experts would develop a new policy on transgender service, the members, by February 21st. Mattis will make recommendations to Trump, but the president will have the final say on the new policy. The Pentagon does not plan to announce proposed changes to existing policy.
Here's my policy on that.
What's your policy on that?
You
would know.
You do not get the operation or anything else till you have served a minimum of 6 years.
As the sex that you were born with.
You serve for 6 years without that, and this, you know, then you want to go to be, you know, if you want to change your sex, that's fine. You've earned your way into it, and you can we'll do that. But not you don't come into the military one day and say, I want this sex change operation the next. First of all, you've lost that person for probably a couple of years to be able to deploy them. I mean, so, you know, you can't just come in and use the military as a way to do, be a, you know, sex reassignment. I mean, I understand, okay, you want to be have sex reassignment, you've gone through all the okay, that's fine. I have no problem with that. The military is not there for that. The military is not there to take in transgenders to make their, to do the reassignment surgery. If they've already are a transgender, you know, they were a girl and now they're a guy. Okay, you're a guy. You know, fine, come in.
Really?
But you're going to be a girl.
How would you feel about, as a commander, does it bother you?
If they have all the male attributes or all the female attributes, doesn't bother me a bit.
Okay.
Doesn't bother me a bit. However, comma, they have got to be able to deploy. They have got to be able to go wherever all the other Marines are going. Because if they don't, we have learned that if some people are say you can't go there, it puts a huge burden on the remaining Marines that do have to.
Okay.
And your example is this. When they had women early on in the service, they started, you know, they got into the communications field. That was fine. Then they got into, because the women were promoted, as they should be and all this, then they became like in charge of things. Well, they could not deploy on a ship back then. Women were not allowed to deploy on ships. Or into combat, you know, units like
back
that.
Then.
So back, well, this is back in the early 80s. So you had men that were doing did a 6 month pump, came back, were home for like 2 months, turned around, had to go back out again, over and over again, because the women could not do it by law until he changed the law, and then you know,
okay.
And that was fine. But anytime you have a certain group that can't deploy, it weakens your unit because you train with them and then they can't deploy for one reason. Oh, we can't get the medication. We can't do this. If it's already there and it's already, you know, done, I've got no problem with that. So,
Egypt opens border with Gaza temporarily. Egyptian officials say that the country will open its border with the Gaza Strip amid military campaign against Islamic insurgents in the Restiv North Sinai Peninsula. The two officials said the Rafah crossing point will operate starting Wednesday for 4 days on a humanitarian basis. No comment?
Well, I think it's good in the Sinai up there, yeah.
Okay, and the other thing, the other line. Lindsey Vonn begins a potentially medal-filled day with Olympic. You know that she's the oldest female alpine skier to climb an Olympic podium by earning the bronze medal in the downhill Wednesday. Her father thought she could do better, but Vonn seemed pleased and let her emotions show.
She lost out. You know what? In these downhills, we did watch this. I mean, it's like 0.02 seconds. 0.02 seconds in between first and second. I mean,
she rocks.
That's not even an eye blink.
So anyway, we missed last night. The United States, all three United States contenders, they all had some kind of snap, you know, snurpapple or snurcafat. They tripped or fell in their jumps.
The women.
Yeah, and yeah. Then we
all
also lost out on the hockey, but there's going to be, not for the men.
You mean the Canadians beat our girls?
No, we haven't done the girls yet. We're talking men.
Okay,
men. Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, yeah.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to that. I am looking forward to seeing the girl hockey.
Me too.
I tell you what, they were like sharks the other day against Finland. I absolutely felt sorry for the Finnish goalkeeper. You could hear her. You could see her. You could see her face. Her teammates are trying to swarm out there. But no, it was just, they had completely worn out the Finn team by the midway through the second quarter. Second quarter. And, well, it wouldn't be a quarter because it's three. So it would be the second portion, whatever they call them. That poor girl, they were just whacking away at her. And the fact that she was stopping so many of them, they had like 30 shots against four from the Finns. Yeah, anyway. It was pretty cool.
Anyway, let's take a break and we'll be back. We have some special guests in the house.
Yeah, we do. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by North State Security. You know, we're talking about South City Park being a problem down there. If you have a problem, if you're having a problem with people coming in your business or people being there in your business in the morning when you're trying to step over them and all this, then you need to call North State Security. They have a program that can have somebody there in 10 minutes or less. That's right, 10 minutes or less to your business or to your home to help you. Their number is 243-0295, but it's not just that. They patrol areas. They patrol businesses. They are the largest security company, privately owned security company, north of Sacramento, right here in Redding, and they're celebrating their 50th year. That's right, their 50th year in business this year. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We'll be right back.
It's a great time to drive a 2018 Kia Stinger GT. With a 365 horsepower twin turbo and cutting edge design, Kia Stinger is guaranteed to blow your mind.
Test drive one today during the President's Day sale. Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Crown Motors presents the return of the premier NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show in Anderson, March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. This show and sale features boating, fishing, camping, wildlife, and so much more with hundreds of exhibits and fun for the whole family. For every sport enthusiast, this is the one event of the year not to be missed. Fishing and pleasure boats, RVs, tackle, wildcats of the world show, hydro flight demos, meet bass and tackle Rob, ride the zip line, Phil's propeller bass bin, live trout fishing pond. All this plus once a year only show prices at the Shasta District Fairgrounds and Event Center. Sponsored in part by Action News Now and this radio station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, March 16th from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on 1460 AM KCNR.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.com.
It's a great time to drive a new Kia. Don't miss the President's Day sale going on now at Redding Kia. Kia, America's best value.
Get yours today at Redding Kia through February 28th. Redding Kia, RedingKia.com. The President's Day sale is going on now. Kia, America's best value. RedingKia.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460. With Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. 35 degrees going up to 54 today. Northern Firearms Instruction brings us this segment. Largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Over 30 counties and pushing out to 32. Any type of instruction you can think of, from CCW to tactical rifle. Northern Firearms Instruction. Check it out at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822.
Kind of a hot topic right now.
Yeah,
let's go to the phones. Yeah, Don, good morning. What's on your mind?
B-R-R-R. Good morning. That means cold.
Cold.
I've been holding off on calling in out of concern.
Don.
Or that it's just the beginning of the what's going to happen across the United States if moratoriums don't take place on semi-automatic and automatic weaponry. Even the president is going to address the bump stock issue, which I hope he actually goes through with it. And I suggest here in Shasta County that those people, those owners of semi-automatic and automatic weapons, whether it be long rifles or pistols, turn them into the sheriffs. And reduce the fear of students and parents and all of us in this horrible atmosphere that we're living in of students dying and people dying, staff dying. It's absolutely horrendous. I'm looking at the Second Amendment right now. It says right to bear arms, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't see anywhere in that Second Amendment where it says automatic weaponry that can be mow people down. I mean, is this what people use to go out and shoot deer and other animals? I don't understand automatic weapons in the hands
of
your average
citizen. Automatic. They're not automatic weapons, Don.
Well, then why are they out there?
They're semi-automatic weapons.
Are they being used to shoot down deer and other animals out in the forest? Why are they needed to shoot people? Why are they needed to prep someone? Nobody can answer that.
Well, what about this?
Automatic weapons are the same as automatic weapons. They can pull off so many rounds per second.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Your phone is really breaking up. So we're only getting like half of this. Sometimes you come through.
I hope
clear.
I got the most of it.
You got most of it. Okay.
You can tell I'm pretty hot on this issue
absolutely.
Of the Second Amendment.
Hey, Don,
automatic
you,
or semi-automatic
Don,
weapons.
Hey, Don.
Really?
Don.
Unnecessary for people to have semi-automatic weapons in this time and place.
Hey, Don.
There's no reason. And they, you know.
You're not listening, Don. You're not listening.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. Don, you know me. Are you scared of me?
It's not about you.
Yes, it is.
I don't know.
You know me.
It's about you or anybody. It's about the person that you and I don't know.
But what you're saying is to take them all in, but you know me. You're not scared of me.
Voluntary moratorium. People who have them should turn them in to reduce the possibility of something happening here in Shasta County. It's all voluntary. And there's no reason for somebody to have a semi-automatic weapon in this day and age. Why? Those are for military and assault personnel.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your opinion.
No, thank you. No, thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
So it kind of made you a little hot.
No, it didn't make me hot. It's just, it not at all, in fact. It just, I couldn't get a word back into it. But he knows me. And when I asked him, are you scared of me? He goes, absolutely not. Well, I'm Mr. America. I mean, in the sense of I have guns. And I wrote this yesterday. 30 years in the Marine Corps. I have a business. I have a wife I adore, grandkids and grandkids that I just think the world of. And I own semi-automatic weapons. I have been around my life around assault rifles. What I have is not an assault rifle and assault weapons. I've been around automatic weapons. But there are, we have so many friends here in Reading that have semi-automatic weapons. There are hundreds and millions of people that have semi-automatic weapons that are business owners, that doctors, lawyers, judges, you name it. They're not dangerous. They're not the problem.
What if they got into, okay, we're going to go to our guest here. Yeah. We're going to switch this, and we'll can talk about this at the 8 o'clock hour. It would be great with when the sheriff comes on.
I think maybe
but
we need to talk about
but another kind of assault
this.
That is just heavenly assault.
A heavenly assault.
Like
we're
assault
having...
me all over is North State Symphony, and that's what happens when you go to the symphony and you're completely...
I've been musically assaulted. I've been symphony assaulted. I love it.
I say assault myself. With us this morning is Scott the conductor, our wonderful rock star of the North State Symphony. Good morning.
Good morning.
You always make me smile.
Yeah, he's sitting there going, what did I get into? No, but you're absolutely right. I hate to use the word assault, though, with symphony.
Why not?
Except that you're surrounded by such great music, and it just washes over you. So I guess you could be more like a, you know, that to me is more like a beach.
I don't know.
A warm
know, no.
beach ocean I think, assault.
Scott, would you say that there are some composers that literally were thinking, I'm going to assault you with this?
Well, of course. And that's funny that you know, one of the big pieces this weekend is Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, which is his probably his second most well-known symphony, aside from the Fifth Symphony, which everybody knows, the ba-ba-ba-ba. Mm. And in that symphony, he literally assaults you with the rhythms, the ba 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 ba. You know, it's this machine gun just going all the time. And in the Seventh, it's not that much different. He takes these little rhythmic elements and he just drives them to the point of insanity. So it's a real blast.
To the point of insanity. I love that.
It's a wild ride through a lot of the symphonies, so it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
So how much, when you're conducting this, I mean, and when you make your selection, you're the one who makes the selection, right?
Yeah, I'm the one that pieces it all together, but we take recommendations and suggestions and things that people want to hear from the community, from the orchestra, from our staff.
Do you then, when you know that this is going to be the pieces of the work that you're going to do, do you dissect it? Do you go back and refresh your memory and, like, brush up your Shakespeare, if you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it takes months, even years, for me to absorb these big pieces that are on our concerts.
And they change as you age or more experience happens in your life? It's like, wow, different meaning.
Oh, absolutely. No, you know, some works I've conducted multiple times, and each time you go back and restudy, you discover something new. You know, even conductors who are in their, you know, 70s, 80s are always learning something about works they've conducted 50 or 60 times. So it's really exciting that way.
So what would you say that since you've been here in the North State, mm-hmm. you're doing, you're in charge of the North State Symphony, not only in Reading, but in Chico, living in Chico, going back and forth. What has, if you could sum it up, been your experience by now being a resident of the North State?
In terms of what?
Just in terms of experience, life.
I think it's a great place to live because there's so much going on. I'm fortunate enough to have the best of both worlds, both of the Chico and the Reading, because they're so different communities. And not just that, being in California, you know, I was in North Dakota before, as you both know, and was in such an isolated place.
Gee, I was in North Dakota. You know what? The epicenter of culture. And which part of North Dakota did you blow through?
Oh, that was Minot. So almost the geographical center of the country, right?
Surrounded by missile silos.
Yes, yes. probably the least safe place you can be if there was a nuclear war.
If there was a nuclear war, they're all coming from Minot, North Dakota.
Minot, North Dakota, exactly.
Only thing between you and the North Pole was a barbed wire fence.
It's funny because I had friends who were in the Air Force, and they were assigned to just sit in these missile silos. That's and they it. Couldn't talk about it. They could just tell me, you know, the base description of what was going. Like, I had to sit there all day.
That's what they
for
do.
12 or 36 hours, and I didn't see sunlight. I'm like, wow.
they have to do that in case it comes. There's two of them. They've got to be able to push.
Now that's not a fun
They've got
tour.
To be able to key it together and all these things. Now, Minot.
Yeah.
Why were you born there?
No, I was there for 3 years. Minot, funny enough, it's a town of 60,000. It has a pretty vibrant arts scene for being such a secluded area.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. That sounds great.
Surrounded by a million pheasants.
How wonderful.
There were a lot of pheasants roaming around my backyard, yeah.
Well, I tell you, pheasant hunting in North Dakota is probably like their fourth largest economic thing there.
Oh, yeah.
Not now, you know, with oil and all that. But people go there by the thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands, to hunt pheasants.
I believe it.
Yeah, because it's
how
one of the stuff going
North Dakota.
Though.
I mean,
yeah.
How wonderful to be there and be in that culture. I
had my dose of it.
Oh,
my
yeah.
fill.
Yeah, but still, I mean, an art scene, and that's great. You know, so I bet you had a very captivated symphonic
audience. Yeah, no, it was very supportive. We had a hall of 1,000, and every time there was every concert, it was packed. Like 1,000 people for every concert.
Mm.
So it was great. It was great.
Well, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Scott Seaton. We have some wonderful concert coming up this weekend we're going to get into in the next break, segment. And hear about some wonderful local artists that have won competitions that are going to be highlighted. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Now, in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, Sharon Clark will be on, and she's got a show called Generations. But so she does so many things, but she's the owner of Home Helpers, personal in-home care service. Everybody's bonded and licensed. It's a wonderful place. And I know that even our producer, Bob Belongi, had used Home Helpers in care of his mother. So give him a call at 226-8350. Thank you. I couldn't see that. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Freedom of the press. What does that mean today? At one time, it meant that the press had a protected status to be the watchdogs of the government and our politicians, to be neutral in their oversight of the news and politics, and to keep the people informed and the politicians honest. Sadly, today, the national news is nothing more than a political puppet with a corrupt, one-sided liberal progressive agenda. We can no longer trust or believe the media, but we can put our trust in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Real people, real winners. Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year? Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play at the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 23rd. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final show. showdown for the World Series of Poker seat. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win Poker Seat of a Lifetime. For all the details on Poker Seat of a Lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kate, in our 1460, good morning on this beautiful
21st. You gotta wait for that beat to come in, right? And it's when are you coming? Scott Seaton is our guest this morning. Very excited to have him here from our conductor from the North State Symphony. And let's talk about this weekend's concert.
The conductor.
He's did I say the, A? I meant
no,
the
no, no, no. I just want to emphasize. You said the.
He's the rock star.
Conductor. The man. The man. One with the wand.
And I
baton.
Have,
baton.
Yeah.
Oh, the wand. That was different.
I'm not Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right.
Well, you are. You're a magician.
You know what?
And I hear wonderful things.
I could. People have said that before.
You know, you could pass because, I mean, look at you. I mean, you're young, and you've got that cool scarf around your neck.
It's vivacious.
And it's cold outside. It's cold. Freezing out.
And you used to live. Well, you know what? You should be. You know what? You're from Minot, North Dakota.
You know,
this is
that,
nothing.
That's
this
funny.
Is
though.
Nothing.
It's funny though. But you know, in California, I've been here 3 years now. 60 degrees feels cold now.
It does.
Minus. I don't know if I could do minus 60 anymore.
Acclimate.
Okay.
And so I have a couple friends that play in the symphony, and mm-hmm. they just said that you just really brought this incredible energy, and they just love it. And those people who are friends as well, and all those at attendance just having a new experience, may have Beethoven's 7th. Would you call it symphony or movement?
7th symphony.
7th symphony. Yeah. So let's talk about this weekend. Of course, I'm bouncing around because at the break we talked about that you are running in the Boston Marathon in April.
Right. Yeah.
And that you've been conditioning to...
Since I decided that I wanted to get into it back in 2013, it's been a long process, and this is my first one. So it's a really exciting time for me.
The first Boston Marathon.
First
Boston
Marathon.
You have to qualify.
Yeah.
So you qualified in Minneapolis.
Yeah, this will be my 14th marathon. So
see, you just can't just go into the Boston Marathon and want to run.
Can't.
No, because, no, they won't let you. You've got to have a certain time there prove that you can make
exactly.
it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I'm privileged to have somehow gotten a spot in the race that features the fastest, really the fastest runners in the world. So
absolutely.
So 30,000 of the fastest people around are going to be getting together on Patriots Day and trying to just
go for it.
Go for it.
So we definitely would love to have you on afterwards. We want to hear
about my torture.
Well, we want to hear about your experience.
Well, I understand
and physically,
for the first,
emotionally, all of it.
I understand for the first 10 minutes, you're just kind of running in place. I mean, because it takes that long for the accordion to get
exactly.
going.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, and of course the lead runners are just blasting out.
Right.
But if you're kind of in the middle or something, you're just kind of like, yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm walking a little bit here. Okay, walking. It's been 10 minutes. Okay, do you count that 10? Even if you can't move forward.
Well, hopefully this marathon does better than some. You know, I've run the LA marathon before, uh-huh. and that's really bad. Like you bottleneck in the beginning, and you're just waiting for people to because there's at least 40,000. There's a lot of runners. There's a lot of
people out there.
Mm-hmm. How many in the Boston Marathon?
They cap it at 30,000 runners.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. Now let's talk about. But this is cool because this gives another facet of who you are.
Sure.
But. You've got some local talent coming in.
Yeah, weekend. Yeah. So this concert is special because we feature our annual Young Artist Winners. And these two very talented individuals that you would hear this weekend auditioned a year ago for a chance to play with the North State Symphony, which is a rare opportunity for a lot of people. And we actually just had our Young Artist competition this past weekend for those who will play next year at this time. But we have high school and collegiate young musicians who audition from all over the North State region, and this is the concert that they will be highlighted on. So it's exciting. We have a violinist and a vocalist from Reading, and we're featuring a lot of Mozart. So it's a lot of things that people are going to be familiar with, and it should be a good time.
A violinist and a soprano?
Yes.
Okay. And are these two young individuals from Reading area?
The soprano is. Her name is Natasha, and I'm going to butcher her last name, so I apologize.
We'll just go put it on. Yeah.
Natasha Chada, C-Z-A-J-K-A. So
okay.
It's and Jack Glover. And Natasha is special because she's actually the daughter of one of our very own violinists. And it's nice to see that talent is recognized, especially if it's so close to home for us. So.
That's great. Yeah.
And your violinist will be?
Jack Glover. Where's he
from?
I think he's from Arcata.
So it's not the one we were thinking of earlier.
I don't
then.
Think so, yeah.
Because we heard a wonderful young violinist from the School of the Arts that played with Olga Kopaneva when she was here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you said you had a young violinist, I thought, gosh, because he is very good. I hope that he tries out for for the young people
right.
sort of thing. Okay, now. What do people, when the people come in, what time does it start?
It's going to be in Reading on Saturday night at 7:30 in the Cascade.
Okay. Now, do people come in a little bit earlier?
They do. If they want to learn about the music, because I'm going to give a pre-concert chat at 6:30 p.m.
And you're going to talk about the music, Beethoven, the music he's written, and especially, though, this symphony.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, most people are familiar with some Beethoven and the turmoil. Oh, of course. And the turmoil that he went through. You know, even when he wrote his fifth symphony, the famous one, the ba-ba-ba-bomb, he was almost deaf at that point. And then, this is several years later, and he's writing his seventh symphony, and he's even more in the hole with his hearing. And so it's just incredible to think about a composer who relies on his hearing, a musician who relies on his hearing and be able to write for all these incredible instruments and to not be able to actually hear what he ultimately composes is
because he writes for every instrument for this thing. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So okay. In his symphonies there are strings, there are winds and brass and percussion, and they all come together. And
So he when you think about it, so he writes for everyone. Now this is going to display my ignorance, which I do a lot. The fifth symphony, symphony, and the seventh. Was there a sixth?
Oh yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that one just. Nobody plays it?
No, it's played a lot. It's just not what I would say his top two are, well, his top three.
Okay.
Are the fifth, the ninth, and the seventh.
Okay.
His people love his others as well, but his most popular symphony is, of course, the ninth is the choral symphony, the Ode to Joy,
So he must have been almost totally deaf at that point.
Oh, he was completely gone. And, what's funny about the ninth, and this gives you an insight to Beethoven, he conducted part of that premiere, and he was gone at that point. He was here, he was gone. And so when the symphony ended, and he was just conducting the music in his head at that point, someone from the violins actually had to pull on him and turn him around to acknowledge the audience who was already standing up and cheering wildly. That was a powerful moment.
Wow.
when they had to actually turn him around to see what was happening in front of him.
Because he was playing it from his memory.
Exactly.
Of what it should be.
Yeah.
So he's conducting the orchestra. He can't hear, but he's going completely by
his memory.
I believe about your heartbeat. Your heartbeat, okay, I've totally forgot about this, but did you and I have this conversation about how your heartbeat and how you write things according to your heartbeat?
I don't think we had that conversation.
Okay. It's something that I had with somebody who was a songwriter about how your heartbeat, when you can't hear, you go by your heartbeat.
Right.
So you think about this. So he's looking at him, and he knows what it's supposed to sound like, but he can't hear it. How maddening that must be. I mean, really, I mean, and to keep on writing, though, like this.
The best, the most famous pieces in the world, or some of the most famous pieces in the world.
Yeah.
Hey, right.
Okay, we got to run here. Now.
No, Scott, this is last words, final words.
Okay.
It's going to be a great concert, and if you want to see the incredible young talent this weekend, and it's as well as, you know, one of Beethoven's just epic symphonies that takes these rhythms and just drives them into your head. I mean, it's going to be a great time.
And we'll be definitely cheering you on when it comes to the Boston Marathon.
Okay, so it's going to be get there at 6:30. If you want to learn, if you want to listen to Scott tell you about the, he will inform you about the symphony itself and the other things
yes.
that are going on. So you want to be there at 6:30 at the Cascade Theater.
6:30 for the pre-concert talk, 7:30 performance.
Now, the other anything, the young people are going to come in at like during the breaks or
play along.
They will be playing on the first half of the concert.
Okay, first half of the concert. And okay, well, thank you so much for coming, Scott, and thank
My
you so
pleasure.
Much for setting us up there, amigo.
Thank you.
The best part is listening about, you know, when Scott comes in, because sometimes you forget just how good our own symphony is right here. Just, I mean, and what an excellent, excellent way to spend
Well, plus
Sunday.
We get to play in the amazing Cascade Theater, so it's
oh,
great.
Space. Is that great or what? Mm. Okay, we're going to take a break and come back with Sheriff Tom Basenka.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco & Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco & Brew, open 7 days a week.
Influential and widely respected voices has fallen silent. Tributes are pouring in for the Reverend Billy Graham. He died this morning at the age of 99. In his final video address back in 2013, his message was identical to the one he delivered at his first crusade in Los Angeles in 1949.
There is no other way of salvation except through the cross of Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
The Reverend Graham had a long-lasting and unique relationship with U.S. presidents, going back to Harry Truman.
In a tweet, President Trump said there was nobody like the great Billy Graham, calling him a very special man. He said Graham will be missed by Christians and all religions. Also on Twitter, Vice President Pence said Graham's ministry for the gospel of Jesus Christ changed the lives of millions. Former Presidents Jimmy Carter and George H.W. Bush also issued statements shortly after news of Graham's passing.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Correspondent Keith Peters used to work for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And Keith remembers the ministry's annual employee get-together. Says Reverend Graham made a point of being there.
He would come up to the Minneapolis office for the company's annual all-day Saturday picnic. It was just before the end of summer, and he would sit at a central part of that picnic area, and he would receive every single person who worked there. And believe me, all the people came up to speak with him.
Reverend Graham died at his home in the mountains of North Carolina. Word today that used home sales dropped last month from 1 year earlier, falling by the most in more than 3 years. On Wall Street, stocks recovering from yesterday's slump. The Dow is now up about 130 points, NASDAQ ahead 63. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to go, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-1120. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in bathroom trips, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120. 1-800-255-1120.
An in-depth review concludes that Hawaii wasn't ready to handle a missile threat alert when a false alarm
went out last month.
An internal review of Hawaii's Emergency Management Agency finds last month's erroneous missile alert that sent the Aloha State into a panic resulted from a plan that wasn't fully developed and a lack of fail-safe measures. General Kenneth Hara is Deputy Adjutant General of the Hawaii National Guard.
There's no mechanism within the software that can prevent one person from initiating a message.
In addition, Hara says upper management at the agency was unaware of performance issues with the employee who sent out the false alert. That employee mistakenly believed two prior drills, one for a tsunami and one for fire warnings, were actual events. I'm Mike Rossi.
Israeli media reports that one of Prime Minister Netanyahu's closest confidants has turned state witness and will incriminate him in corruption allegations. Prime Minister's denied any wrongdoing. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Uber is pulling out of Morocco. Decision, the San Francisco-headquartered company says, is linked to the North African country's failure to reform its strict transport rules.
For nearly 3 years, Uber has been operating illegally in Morocco, despite currently having 19,000 users in the country and more than 300 drivers. Videos have captured Uber drivers in Casablanca surrounded by angry regular taxi drivers awaiting authorities, and in some instances, the clashes have become violent. One member of the taxi union voiced relief at Uber's departure, saying that, quote, for 3 years they stole our living, the competition was unfair. Bob Agnew reporting.
And repeating the hour's lead story, tributes pouring in from around the globe for the Reverend Billy Graham. The legendary Christian evangelist died this morning at the age of 99. He passed away at his home in the mountains of North Carolina. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Box. Hey. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 and downtown Reading. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, fully 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news, as always, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great people down there, extremely, extremely knowledgeable and friendly, and the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. Good morning, everybody. Linda.
Well, good morning. It's currently 37 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be 54 today with our lows of 34. Get ready for that chilly, chilly weather. Tomorrow calls for, hey, a 20% chance of rain. Mostly sunny after that with a high near 52. Thursday night calls for a 20% chance of showers before 10 p.m. With our lows of around 31. Friday, sunny, 58. Friday, night, 35. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 58. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers with our lows of around 38. So we do have freezing temperatures, as you can see. Sunday's a slight chance of showers with a high near 59, lows of 38. Monday is a chance of showers with a high 56 and lows of 35. So we do have chance of showers as well as some frost and freezing temperatures in the forecast here. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. 2225 Hilltop Drive, they have a fine selection of any type of jewelry you'd like, from estate to handmade to, if you can envision it, they can build it. Jewelry with gems from all over the world. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Linda, you know, for people that are just tuning in, Bob Blongi, as many, many know, Bad Bob, has been a member of our family here since the inception of KCNR Radio. His mother passed away yesterday, and we just want, you know, our listeners to know that, and for your thoughts and prayers also to go to the Belongi family, Bob, Brendan, all the brothers and their families.
And again, I want to just say that, you know, Bob and Brenda, and Bob has been a very dutiful son. So, you know, he can take like a soft spot for that. He was wonderful to his mother. Changing the subject a little bit, and it's hard to do that because it's a very sorrowful time. We had a message in the chat pack You know, we would encourage people to call in and be feisty. I mean, people are fired up about this shooting and the students going to shooting in Florida and the students going to Capitol Hill to their legislators and arguing about, you know, rifles and so on and so forth. We need to get into that a little bit because our Sheriff Basinko is with us today, and we're very happy to have him here on KCNR. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl and Linda, and my sympathies go out to Bob and his family. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to lose any family member, but especially a mom or a dad.
Mom. Yeah.
Absolutely. We had a caller, and I think you had a caller say, why do we need semi-automatic weapons? Why, you know what, people should turn them in, that they're meant to do, they're not meant for hunting, they're just meant for shooting people. And he used the term automatic and semi-automatic interchangeably, and it's not interchangeable. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct, Carl. Fully automatic weapons have been banned for most civilian ownership since the 1930s. There are some ways that you can own one legally, but it's very expensive and takes a lot of permitting to do. Semi-automatics have been around for a long time, and yes, they are used in hunting all the way from varmint hunting like squirrels all the way to big game. And those are legal to purchase and legal to own. And it's not about hunting. It's about the Second Amendment. It's about defending yourself and protecting yourself. And that's what the Supreme Court has decided on in a number of decisions.
So you can understand, we all try to see all sides. And you can understand, you know, students coming out of, who've been your kid or your grandkid, mm-hmm. you know, coming out of class and it's a fire drill and all of a sudden you're spared, but the person next to you is just shot down.
Right.
So I respect and appreciate that these young Americans are taking that rage and that depression and doing something with it.
Right.
And I think for a lot of us, you know, there's that aftermath of being so passionate about it. Maybe it's not clear.
Right. The a lot of things that people say, you know, let's do something. What is that something? Because in many of the shootings, the person that did it could own the guns lawfully and did an unlawful thing with it. And oftentimes they have some mental health issues going on there. Overwhelmingly, the amount of crime with firearms related is used, or handguns are used in the commission of the crime. I think it's way less than 1% of long guns, shotguns, and rifles being used in the commission of a crime.
Well, but
and that's with FBI stats. You can,
sure.
They can look that up.
And I think everybody knows that. I think that if you do away with the whole thing is doing away with semi-automatic firearms. But I think that these kids are absolutely right. There's no reason that they should have to go to school, be worrying about somebody walking on their campus and killing them.
Right. But the criminals are still going to do criminal things.
That's true. And the mentally ill are. So what can we do? I saw something on the news last night or night before that was very interesting. A school that had actually hardened itself, where they had, they could lock all the doors at one time. They had cameras all over the campus. They had alarms. Teachers had the panic buttons or the alert buttons that they could push that says that, you know, there's something mm-hmm. going on. They had something in there that saying they needed help or all the students were safe. And they actually had something that was, you know, if somebody was walking down the halls, it could push out smoke. So they kind of blind the person.
Oh, put up a smoke screen.
It puts up a smoke screen. But they had this, and automatically the cameras were being fed to the police.
Wow.
So I know that something like that's expensive, but then again, are we prepared, would you say, in this county if there was a shooter, active shooter on campus?
We are. The minimum of law enforcement, all the agencies train and train well. Most of these shootings are over in under 10 minutes, most of the time 5 to 7 minutes. The Rancho Tehama incident was a very long occurring one with, I think, about 40 minutes total. That was very long, and a long response time out there because it's kind of far out in Tehama County. So, yes, Shasta County was one of the first agencies in the U.S. to develop a safe school plan. We worked together with our schools to develop an emergency response plan and put together safe schools and looked at the schools on the way they could harden themselves a little bit. Notifications. We have that notification system. We have floor plans available in our cars, in our computers that are in our cars, and the schools have the same thing. They looked at changing locks, the way the doors can be locked from the inside, and tried to harden their alarm systems, phones in the classroom to where they can phone in either to 911 or call the office. Now there's applications for smartphones that the teachers can have and also call in emergencies and press certain buttons for other types of emergencies. And that's also coordinated through the Shasta County Office of Education. So, yes, they are prepared.
You changed, and I think tactics also changed?
Yes. Way back in the day, around Columbine, yeah. The tactics were to call the SWAT team. Well, the SWAT team, unless you're a large agency that has a full-time SWAT team deployed and ready to go, the response times are generally anywhere from 45 minutes to a couple hours, depending on the location and the ruralness and everything going on. And by that time, of course, it's all over. And so now it's who's ever on duty. You patrol people. They rally up, get together, two or three people, and go in and try and locate and address the threat.
There was a series on active shooters on one of the, Discovery Channel or something. And it showed that they had an active shooter on a school grounds. And three different agencies came together.
Correct.
And went in after the guy. They didn't went to the sheriff, and there was somebody from. I mean, but they didn't know each other, and they, like I said, three different agencies. They just all got there. One of them only had a pistol, and the other, one of them had a rifle, one had a shotgun. Mm-hmm. And they all went in. So those tactics are practiced among each other. I mean, does everybody mm-hmm. use the same kind of tactics?
Very similar. Yeah, there's okay. a number of patterns that you might be in a formation and go with, and of course. All the agencies have in-car rifles and shotguns, and, of course, everybody's armed with handguns as well.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. We're talking about, that the tactics are there. The problem, I guess you would say then, is the shootings don't last very long, 8 to 10 minutes, sometimes longer in some exceptional cases. And by the time that you get people there, it's usually over. So I guess the question is, it's not up to the sheriff's department, but how do we harden the schools or at least make it so that...
You still want the schools to be welcoming and a place of learning. You don't want it to be a prison-like, but they have to be hardened a little bit more. Teachers need to be more situationally aware of what's going on.
They've got to be able to lock the lock
counselors,
the doors.
More aware of some people with concerns and mental health issues, and even students. And
well, this guy, from what I understand... His family, well, he's living with a foster family. His mom died in November. But I guess he's been called to his house like 27 times. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to ask the question because we have to take a break. But I'm going to ask it since you think of it. But if you've been called 27 times to a house, because somebody's been a problem, is this somebody that you want to start keeping your eye on? And I'm just
right.
Come back after the break on this one. Hey, today at noontime at on Park Community Drive, 2798 Park Community Drive, they're opening the groundbreaking for the shade structure for the Veterans Home is going to happen. They are going to have people there that are going to build the pad. Veterans are going to be there or build the shade area. And this is for a veterans home for the homeless that was put together, and so that our homeless veterans have a place to stay. And it'll be more about this tomorrow if we come back. But that's happening today, and that's open to the public today at noon at 2298 Park Marina Drive. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Everyday favorites, like blackjack. You can't go wrong with a classic. Is single-deck blackjack hand-pitched more your style? Double-up blackjack, three-card poker, and fortune pie gal. Side wagers, lucky ladies, golden 21, plus mystery card roulette. No one else in town offers this. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races. $500 up for grabs, plus $500 free slot play. Don't Don't miss our Monte Carlo tournament with a $500 add-on Thursday, February 22nd. Come explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
In the eyes of we
this portion of the show, welcome back. First of all, it's 22 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 37 degrees going up to 54 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business located in Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kenny give, and they have discounts for seniors and veterans, and they have payment plans too. If you get hit real hard for a huge, you know, cold snap, talk to them about a payment plan that they have. That's Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, bring us this segment of the show. Started their business about 9 years ago, John and Sarah did, and they are quality people with quality employees who treat you with the utmost of respect. And you're never going to get a condescending tone from Bastiani Arms. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a firearm. They have all the accessories. They have great classes on CCW and hunter safety. They have it all at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday, Bastiani Arms. I'm here with Sheriff Tom Basenko, Shasta County Sheriff, and we're talking about, you know, of course, the Florida shootings and, you know, what you can do. I said, okay, somebody, it's been on the radar, been the police have been to his place 27 times. Does that, I mean, what kind of dilemma does that give law enforcement? Or does it?
It may not be, that could be a dilemma, because even though you go to a house 27 times, there may not be crimes that are being committed. That exact, that very, very similar question was presented on Good Morning America with a retired FBI agent. And they said, yeah, you could be up on the radar, but there may not be anything they could do to take the person into custody, have them evaluated for mental health issues. Even though they had been there a number of times, and even though they may have received some threats. A similar thing happened in Santa Barbara County. A counselor had reported a person that might be mental health issues. Deputies went there and checked on him. He could legally own guns. He had some handguns. Did not fit the criteria for being an endanger to himself or others under 5150. And they left. And then a short time later, shooting occurred.
Yeah, he left that night when he started shooting and stabbing.
Yes. And so, and that happened. And they were critical of law enforcement, but they did what they could legally do at the time. And so it makes it difficult if a person is on the edge. They have since had legislation to get protective orders and have people have their handguns or any type of guns, firearms, taken from them with emergency protective orders for pending evaluation.
An employer can do that, can't they? I mean, if they go
now,
to a judge.
Now it's just about anybody can. Friend, neighbor, anybody that has firsthand information about a person could go and file that to say, hey, this person probably needs to be looked at.
Okay, but they just because they say that, doesn't that's not an automatic, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so Don, who's, you know, it was on earlier, he could, if he said, I think Carl is a threat to me. What happens then?
It would have to be an articulable threat, and it'd have to be able to be confirmed. And then the order would have to go be written and go before a judge to be heard.
So, okay. Do I get a chance to go in there, though?
Maybe later.
Later.
That's the one problem is it can be done in absentia, so you may not be aware of it.
I may not even be aware until the sheriff's or the
somebody's
police
knocking
knocks
at your door.
On my door and says they want my guns. And I go, for what?
Yeah.
Because you've been adjudicated as a threat to the community over somebody just saying it.
And that could even happen if maybe you get in a dispute with someone else and they get a temporary restraining order against you. That could still happen because then you have to surrender your firearms.
You know what? I understand if somebody believes somebody's a threat, but I would think there'd have to be some kind of investigation and that you would have a chance to be in front of a judge before they can just come in and take your guns. But I guess not.
No. No, that's one of the issues there. So there are some checks and balances, and they're trying to do a lot. There's over 400 million guns in America, estimated, and owned by over 320 million lawful gun owners. The lawful ownership really isn't the problem. The problem is the criminals. Look at places like Chicago, Washington, D.C., New York, even in metropolitan areas of California. We have some of the most restrictive gun laws. It is about the criminal, and we have to have long sentences for people using gun in commission of a crime. The governor signed a bill into law this last year that allows judges to reduce using a gun in the commission of a crime, reduce it, take off a strikeable offense, and reduce any type of sentencing enhancements.
He just signed it. That says that, yeah, it used to be when you had, yeah, the whole thing is crazy.
Yeah. And so those are some of the issues that we're dealing with here. Criminals, even in Europe, there's a very, very strict gun control in Europe. Okay, well, how did they get automatic weapons like in Belgium and have access to it? And these were automatic weapons, not semi-automatics. Or they drive a truck into a crowd. Or they use IEDs. There will be a way. They recently had multiple stabbings and deaths in China. And even with FBI stats, you're more likely there's more deaths by stabbing than there are by firearms.
Well, it's because they don't have firearms there in China.
In China. But, privately owned. Again, you're using another weapon to do. A criminal will find a way to do that destruction and that death.
Playing the devil's advocate here, if there was X amount of, I mean, if guns were restricted, would there be less crime?
Likely no, because there's already a number of guns in the hands of criminals.
How about 20 years from now, if they restricted guns?
Again, you have all the lawful gun ownership.
Okay.
It's the lawful gun ownership isn't a problem.
The other part, too, is in the Constitution and the Second Amendment. And you can go into it, oh, they didn't have some automatic guns. Well, they didn't have the Internet either for the First Amendment.
Newspapers,
yeah,
media.
So I'm not turned by that one. But my thing here is that we're one of the three countries in the world that have the right in our Constitution to own weapons.
That's correct. A caller said earlier, the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about semi-automatic weapons or automatic weapons. That's exactly right.
It just says weapons.
The First Amendment doesn't say anything about computers or smartphones or anything like that, but those are now protected under the Fourth Amendment for your personal effects and private things. I think we have a caller.
Yep.
Nick, let's go to the phones. What do you have something on your mind?
I do. You know, it seems to me probably, Tom, that the reason we can't arm our teachers and our principals is because of the state of California. And if we get the 51st state, we can change that real quick. And the little timid ones that don't want guns at school, well, they could move to California. I actually think that some of the kids at school could be armed to protect themselves.
depending on what city you're in, they probably already are, Nick, because it's illegal.
Well, you got a point there. But getting to Don, you know, when our founding fathers wrote the Constitution, the militia was the people.
That's correct.
And the muskets or whatever they were shooting there, that was cutting-edge technology. If you take a look at what went on with Bundy's down there in Bunkerville and the out-of-control BLM and the other government agencies with snipers and 50-caliber machine, or not machine guns, but automatics up on the hill, zeroing in on the citizens, and they were writing a constitution today, I dare say they'd give the government the single shots and give me and you the automatics to keep them in check.
Okay.
Okay, Nick.
Thanks
Have
for calling.
Have a great day.
Thanks for calling in.
Hey, we're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're going to take a break. When we come back now, we're going to shift off that into the city last night said they wanted to become part of that movement to of having a new proposition to kind of rein in 109-57-47-57. I like to talk about that.
Absolutely.
They don't want to talk about any advances in getting more jail space.
I'll be more than happy to talk about that because I'll discuss that and a plan when we come back.
Okay. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes and heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. Don't go anywhere.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Stone Kingdom provides you with luxury concrete and exotic rock features from around the world. Stone Kingdom at 290 Hartnell Avenue. Visit their amazing showroom where you can view dozens of colors of artisan concrete panels, whether it's interior or exterior, commercial or residential. Stone Kingdom will provide you with a realistic stone look, from kitchen and bathrooms, fireplace surrounds, accent walls, flooring and entries, to barbecue areas, man caves, columns and arches. Stone Kingdom. Visit their showroom at 290 Hartnell Avenue and check them out on Facebook. Stone Kingdom.
On Friday, March 9th, at the new Sheraton Reading Hotel at the Sundial Bridge, the Trade School is hosting the Electricians Ball 2018, an elegant evening of dining along with the Craftsman's Art Auction. This fundraiser supports scholarships and technology upgrades. Please help us create rewarding career opportunities in the skilled trades. Millions of jobs are waiting. Our young people deserve a prosperous future. Visit ShastaBE.com/events and register or call 221-5556. All are welcome.
The Trade School, the Shasta Builders Exchange. Train, build, succeed.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebot. Good morning, everybody. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, we're going to have on security companies and optical companies and more on tomorrow, especially the security companies with Dan. It's going to talk about how you can keep your home safer and your business safer with the right alarm system and all the things that go along with it. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold, the best place in the world to get a haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Cypress Square Barbershop. In fact, I'm going to sneak down there here early, maybe later on this week. I need a haircut. It's been a couple of weeks.
I want to make an announcement here. Reading Electric Utility will host the 2018 Far NorCal Regional Science Bowl this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Simpson University. This event will feature 48 teams from 13 high schools and 12 middle schools located in 7 Northern California counties.
What, you want to see a bunch of brainy kids? Head on down to the Science Bowl. You'll go there and think to yourself, these kids in the middle school are doing things that we didn't learn when I was a senior in high school.
The winning team,
of course, they had electricity,
is going to receive an all-expense-paid trip to the National Science Bowl in Washington, D.C., April 26th, to compete with teams from across the nation.
Okay.
It's free of charge, open to the public.
Going down there.
That's
going
to be exciting. Let's go to the phones. Gary, okay, we're with the sheriff, and we've been talking all kinds
guns
of stuff. What's on your mind?
Gary, you're on. You're live, buddy. Hello, Gary.
Yes.
You're
good
on.
Morning.
You're live. Good morning.
Does any particular school or school district have a protocol other than locking the doors? I know you mentioned that the target should be harder. What's the protocol other than calling you or calling RPD, depending on the location? And number two, if I were back in the classroom, I would not be there unless I could carry. And the novelty would wear off in probably a day or less, because the students would be doing other things and they wouldn't be paying attention to if you were armed or not. But anyway, who's doing what, if anybody? I'll take my answer on the air. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for calling in, Gary. The protocol is a very long and involved protocol, so I'm not going to get into all the details. But the schools have responsibilities. Just not calling 911. There's some emails that go out to other teachers as well that they can have on their smartphones in the event of an emergency. There's a regular procedure for lockdown, depending on where they are, if they're on the playground for the other schools or in other parts of the campus, law enforcement response, who to contact, if they're going to be sheltering in place. And that lockdowns happen a pretty fair amount here in Shasta County if there's a pursuit going on or other type of law enforcement activity near the school. The schools can go into lockdown themselves, or SCOE can send a notification. And also then the principals can make a determination of lockdown. And so it is an involved process, and it's updated usually annually to every 2 years to incorporate any changes on the campus, like for capital improvements with new buildings, changes in personnel, those sorts of things. And so that's something that we look at on a regular basis, as well as the cities of Anderson and Reading Police Departments working with the schools in their areas. But thank you for calling in. Good points.
You know, several years ago after Sandy Hook, I talked to the schools. And it would be interesting, and I believe the acting superintendent, Judy Flores, okay, I'll go back and check her name, sent me a list of things that they were doing. I'm trying to look them up right now. Now, but okay, let's moving on from there. Let's talk about the let's talk about things that are going on right now. There's the city of Reading last night said that they were going to join in with this effort that Stephanie and Bridget had talked about before. Essentially, the part about trying to have a proposition that tightened up AB 109. Prop 47 and 57, so that it starts taking some of these criminals and looking at before we release them, should we release them?
Yes. There is an initiative. The petitions are out now. The Sacramento County District Attorney, Ms. Schubert, is going around and speaking to groups such as the California State Sheriff's Association, California Police Chiefs Association, other law enforcement groups to get the word out and gain support for this initiative. And there are many, many thousands of signatures will be needed to get it onto the ballot. So I know that those petitions are out in our local area, and you might look for them at shopping centers and places where they're gathering the signatures. But most importantly, you have to vote, and you have to know what you're voting for on any of these propositions. And so make sure they're read carefully and that you don't get duped like we did with Propositions 47 and 57.
Well, they have a tendency, don't you see, that they switch the language around, and you really have to, it's like a brain teaser.
Yes, exactly right. Sometimes your vote, yes means no, and no means yes.
Yeah, and that's just, that makes me so angry.
Or it has a catchy title, Safe Schools and Neighborhoods Act. That was Prop 47. And
really, what was that really about?
It made neighborhoods less safe and schools less safe because it reduced a number of felony crimes, primarily property crimes and drug-related crimes, to misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
So now if you steal a car worth $950 or less, it's a misdemeanor. If you go into a business and steal $950 or less every day, it's a misdemeanor. And that's what's really having an impact on our society, on our communities, our businesses, with them being misdemeanors.
Well, you know, just last night I had a girlfriend that came by the house, and I just can't believe, and I know many of us are feeling this way, Tom, her husband's truck was actually stolen right from the driveway.
Yeah.
And she said he was out mowing the lawn, and, you know, it's just kind of like life catches you by surprise. She backs up and said, "Where's the truck?" And he's like, "Where's the truck?" It was one of those.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbors across the street, God love their heart, bless their heart, as they would say, or we're going to say it right now, three times they've had their car that they have to park on the street. They don't have they have a driveway, but they don't have a garage, broken into. Up and down our street, everybody's had a break-in, including us. So, were they getting out of jail and just like hitting the streets right away for some, you know, is it a crack fix? What are we seeing?
Many, many times the offenders have drug and alcohol addictions, and they're supporting that addiction as well. Sometimes they're just going out and stealing stuff to supplement their income, if you will, with your property. And that's the problem. You see them riding around on bicycles with backpacks. May not have clothes in it. It could have burglary tools with hammers and pry tools, Slim Jims and shaved keys. We see a lot of shaved keys formed to steal vehicles. Sometimes they're stealing the vehicle for transportation. It'll get stolen in Anderson. It will be recovered in Reading. And then there'll be a stolen vehicle in Reading, and it's recovered in Anderson. And that's the frustrating part. I have friends, too, that have had their vehicle, their pickup, entered in three times, maybe when they're out enjoying the river trail or going down off of Park Marina Drive to see the geese or take their dog out for some exercise. And that's the frustrating part all the time. Or people with the cameras coming into their homes and driveways, or you see it on the internet quite a bit, on Facebook, mm-hmm. where they're trying the locks on the cars. And so it is important. A lot of people still don't lock their cars, but it's important to lock it. And don't have anything that may even appear to be of value, because then they smash a window. You have a $400 window repair, and they got a gym bag with some sweaty clothes in it.
Yeah, our Jennifer had her car parked out in front. She said, "I just have no idea." And they broke the window, and sold whatever she had inside. Let's go to the phones. Dick, you're live on the air here on KCNR. Do you have a question for our sheriff?
I'd like to talk to Sheriff Vesenko about the fact what's going on with the television media. Ever since that Florida shooting, they keep showing his face and his name on television, making him a local celebrity, a nationwide celebrity. And they keep saying that he shot 17. It's two more than the last one. It's like a new record, and offering a challenge to the next person to try to beat the record. And I think they should not even put his name and face on television at all, just say a shooter. But he's become famous and all, and some nut might want to try to beat the record of 17.
Dick, you make a...
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in. And you make a very good comment and idea, because you're exactly right. Oftentimes, after these incidents, sometimes a short amount of time later, sometimes a little distant, there will be a copycat. And sometimes you're right. They're looking for their fame, even under a nefarious and criminal acts, and very horrendous criminal acts, to see if they can up the ante and have a higher kill rate. And it is just shocking with that. And you're right. By making the person more famous, having their picture out there and having their name out there, that can maybe look at having someone else trying to do a copycat type of incident.
We're just going to live with that. But we have to live with that, because in today's 24-hour news cycle, this is what you're going to get. So, yeah, is it going to happen? Yes. But we need to do things. We can do things that can harden our schools. But I just pulled up the email from Judy Flores, the superintendent here of Shasta County. Since Sandy Hook tragedy, many of our schools have added fencing around the exterior of their campuses to reduce access. They also have classroom doors are locked during the school day. They have, like you said, they have apps, the things they can get back saying where things are happening. The elementary school district is installing new intercoms systems so like in every classroom, and increasing the outside sound horn systems or sound horn systems. New system would send worded messages to all of the interactive boards in the classroom so people would know about it. So, I mean, so it's something that they're doing that let people know. And I realize what you said, you know, we don't want to harden our campuses so they look like an armed camp. Of course not. I don't see how fencing could do that. And when I went down to speak at a school down in Orville, in Corning, which is down close to that, right. You know, where that happened. People are coming in, but when that bell rang, they kind of locked down getting into that place. Mm-hmm. You had to come through the office. You just didn't walk in to the campus there.
Right.
I don't see what the problem in, you know, of our city and county really taking a look at what can we do to make our school safer. You know, whether it's camera systems or other things that the police would know, be able to see, that it comes back into the offices. I know it's expensive, but let's just face it. Is it less expensive than what could happen?
Loss of life. That's priceless. Right. Judy has been very proactive with that. I have a meeting coming up with her very soon. That was even before the Florida incident.
Yeah, well, this was before the Florida. Mm-hmm. In fact, this was back.
There's a number of devices out there. It can also help lock classroom doors mm-hmm. out there. One of them was designed by a SWAT team member of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, and then he developed that with his family. And it's a locking system for doors and can be put on any door. You could even buy it and put it in your home if you wanted to.
Can it be from one spot? Can you lock everything?
You can't do it electronically. It takes it from inside the classroom.
Well, you know what? But they can do that simple with just a simple bolt lock to do that. But
that's basically what it is. It's a very simple bolt lock, and it makes it very hard to breach the door.
The other thing you need to do, too, though, is put that covering over the windows.
That's exactly right.
They did have that at Sandy Hook, but mm-hmm. he broke his way through there because there was no way of stopping him,
right.
Which leads to the next question.
You look into another one. You have the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting as well. I mean, mm-hmm. there was another person with mental health disorders.
All right. We're going to take a break. We're here with Sheriff Thomas. You know what? Here we're talking about these things that are happening and about the protocols that all the police have and the sheriffs to what happens if there is a school shooting to get there or to any mass shooting. Active shooter, I should say. They get there, and the time you get two of them together, and off they go after the shooter. They don't try to isolate the area or anything like this. They go straight for the sound of the guns. And the things that Judy Flores has told us from the superintendent of the Shasta County Schools, of things they've done to harden the schools. Are we there yet? No, but we're, you know, we're trying. We're working at it. When we come back, I want to talk about jails. And, you know, the fact is that jail space, do we have any more beds coming up? Is there, it's, I mean, just something we've been talking about. You've come up with three different ideas, Tom.
Yep.
But I'm haven't
still,
made it, haven't
still
made it past,
strong too.
Haven't made past the Board of Supervisors yet. Okay, we'll be right back.
Nutrition Center, we keep our produce pure by bathing our fruits and vegetables with water from our multi-stage purification system, leaving it fresh, clean, and crisp. Fresh from the farm to your family's table. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
This is Tracy Edwards, and we would like to invite you to Glitz and Glamour at Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Year to Remember Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards, presentation, and silent auction. Celebrate the 70 organizations that received funds in 2017, with one organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Reading Rancheria Community Fund. Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino's Glamorous Roaring Twenties, Saturday, March 3rd. For event information, please call 242-4516.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Spring is right around the corner. If you're looking for a change or just want to freshen up, Finders Keepers is your unique upscale home consignment boutique. Whether you're looking for a classic, contemporary, or modern-day style, Finders Keepers has quality, name brand, and interesting items. Specializing in home furnishings including wall art, kitchen, and home decor. Located at 2235 Hilltop Drive across from C.R. Gibbs and now open in Chico on the Skyway next to Batteries Plus. Shop online at finderskeepersreading.com.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Just a small town girl. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Today, Wednesday, the 21st of February. Tomorrow, talking security in your businesses and private, in, you know, your homes and all that. 37 degrees going up to 54 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Operating out of Anderson, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans, and payment plans. If they're taking a lot of propane, they want to help you out. They're a veteran-owned business. Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this segment of the show. A total of three branches now serving Shasta and Tehama counties. The newest one, of course, at 1845 California Street. Go on down and check out their extended business hours and their lobby hours and their drive-through hours. Cornerstone Community Bank, moving local dreams forward. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. Tom, jail spaces. I mean, you know what? At some point, somebody, and you, how many times have you come up with a different plan?
For
three
jail
spots. Okay. Have any of them made it by the Board of Supervisors?
No. Well, two have not. One was denied by the state. We came in like fourth place, and they only go into three places.
All right.
But the other two, to make an additional jail of about 232 beds, the board heard that. We had won the award from the state of about $30-plus million, and the board turned that down because of they could not identify where the operating cost would come from. At that time, it was estimated that was back in 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
It was estimated to be about $6 to $8 million of operating cost, and so they said thank you, state, and we'll turn the award back. And then later, we developed a plan for a adult rehabilitative center. They approved a 64 bed facility. We got the award. We're moving forward with the plans. And then the board said we still cannot identify the lack of revenue or the operating costs estimated to be under $4 million. And so they turned that money back to the state as well.
What plans have they come up with?
None. I just developed. We had a public safety workshop.
Let me go back here for a second. What plans have the Board of Supervisors brought to you about enlarging jail space?
None.
Okay, I want everybody to listen to this.
Supervisor Baugh just recently made some contacts with the U.S. Department of Agriculture that may end up getting us some funding to build a facility. So he has been working on that, and he's still in communication with USDA and myself on if that can move forward on getting some potential funding for a facility, either a 64- to 128-bed facility. At the public safety workshop, I presented a plan. Immediately, if we get approval from the Board of State Community Corrections, who has the rules and regulations for jails and prisons, if we get approved, we could expand 60 beds within the jail. And that's not putting people in the day room, on the day room floor, or anything like that. That's putting them in bunks in their cells. And we could expand that.
Is that by a feeding, a different time feeding and all that kind of stuff?
That goes to safety and security. Mm-hmm. And part of it is the feeding part that can allow us to expand that bed. And then we found some rules that we may be able to get an interpretation on from the state that will allow us to expand to that 60. And for a very minimal cost, that would cost up to about $600,000 for operating costs, and that goes toward food and medical supplies and a jail nurse. Doesn't require any more staff as deputies that work in the jail. And so that could be almost immediate. We can change the court order, the court that limits the capacity at 381. But if we had 60 beds, it's not a solution to all of our bed needs, but it's a step in the right direction.
You know what? One bad guy off the street.
That's exactly
two
right.
Two bad guys off the street. 60 bad guys? That's big.
Yep.
That's a bite.
But and then so if we can get that going, we're waiting to hear back, and we should be hearing back sometime soon from the state. We've been in constant communication with them in meetings and working with our legislators as well. The other part would be the county has been approved for a new courthouse, and the courthouse would be built across the street from the existing courthouse. Take about 3 years to build. Then they would vacate two courtrooms in the Justice Center that's attached to the jail. Those courtrooms could be converted to jail space as well, of about, depending on regulations, about 64 beds. So that could also incorporate additional jail bed space, and it could also incorporate programming space, classrooms for the rehabilitative component. And so there you start adding up to 128 beds, plus 60 is 188 beds right there. Then the next part of the plan, we have to make sure that the budget for the courthouse gets included in the governor's budget. He rolled it out in January. The next big threshold or point in time will be the May revise for the budget to see if the legislature and the governor keeps it in the governor's May revise for the court funding, courthouse building fund. And if we do, we could see that taking off and going. Then if we can get some money to operate a adult rehabilitative center, any 64 to 128 beds. And that would have the rehabilitative component of both in custody and out of custody.
You know, that's an if.
But
the 60 beds
but
is
part of the plan. We can do
okay,
it right now.
I see what you're meaning. Okay.
So 60 bed is like near term. The
130 bed?
The courtroom conversion is near term. the facility, ARC facility, would be midterm. And then eventually we need to look at a work camp like a fire camp, and we can do that. That would be long-term. That works for long-term sentence inmates because we have inmates doing multi-year sentences, yeah. And they could do that in a work camp in most cases if they qualify for it. And then, hey, our jail is about 34 years old. They're going to look at having to replace that at some time in the future, and they have to plan for that in very far term. If we were to build that same exact jail today, that's probably going to be over $100 million.
We've got 2 minutes left. MS-13, what about it?
It is a gang. We don't see a whole lot here in the North State. We have in some of the marijuana grows in years past of things being carved on trees and stuff like that. But it is a very violent gang, a very deadly gang, and related to drug trafficking, human trafficking, and a lot of other crimes of violence.
There's a we have next time we come along, we'll talk to Roger Moore, give him a heads up about gangs. About gangs. Are we seeing more gangs? Are you seeing more evidence of gangs?
Just because sometimes you see the graffiti around that may or may not be gang related. Yeah. Sometimes it just could be vandalism of people drawing on, mm-hmm. on different yeah. things. And so, but we do have certified gang members within Shasta County. There are outlaw motorcycle gangs within Shasta County.
And that's are they a problem?
Generally not, but sometimes they can go under the radar. And you may not see the problem.
If they're running drugs and
everything. Yeah, it might not be as obvious there. But there's things that are a lot of concern. And for the people that are out there listening, thanks for all your support. I am running for re-election. That's coming up in June.
That's right.
I've been your sheriff for about the last 12 years, coming up on the 12th year. Strong supporter of the community, strong supporter of our ability to own and have CCWs and the Second Amendment, and enjoy serving you. You can check my Facebook page, just Tom Basanko. That's my personal page, and my re-election have a lot of hits on it already, a lot of support, a lot of endorsements from gun owners of California, my captains, lieutenants, state legislators, federal legislators, county and city officials, a lot of support there. So I'm looking forward to serving people for another 4 years.
And that we are.
Thank you, Tom.
Your opponent is going to be on our show Monday, just so people know that we bring in, as usual, everybody that's
yes.
running for office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
So, as it should be. We're community radio here. And, Tom, thanks a lot again for being here every month and trying to explain the things that are going on around here. Because I know it just, it makes me crazy. So I know it must make you. Okay, we're going to run tomorrow. Security, security, security. How to do it. How to make your business and your life safer. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco.